You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Spring is almost in the air. Been unseasonably warm down here in the South the last little bit of February, and now here we are in March. Can you believe it? Already the third month of the year. Well, time flies when you're having fun, does it not? And boy, have we been having fun on TPC in 2018 so far. Let's keep the hits coming. And I think they are going to keep coming tonight. We've got a good show planned for you. I think they're all good shows. Last week's show with Paul Kersey and Mark Weber, I thought it was just fantastic. I was looking back a minute or two. I was mic'd up and looking back on the shows that we've done. This is our ninth show of the year. We did four shows in January, four Saturdays in February as well. And I'm looking back on these guests, and I guess I make mention of this, or I have been making mention of this every week this year. But my goodness, if the lineup's never been better, and it's the guests have been stellar, but it's just been a wonderful variety of guests, all talking about, well, obviously there's some overlap in some of the topics, surely, but they're hitting on a variety of topics of interest to our people and of importance to our people. And we mentioned the guests last week. Before that, Winston was on covering for me with Ken Gividen. And Tom Kaczynski, Jesse Lee Peterson was on the week before that, Paul Craig Roberts, Peter Brimelow, and then we go back into the wonderful lineup that we had in January. We've got a good lineup for March. You're going to hear from Jared Taylor tonight. Jared will be the first guest of 2018 to make a repeat appearance. He was on our first show of the year, January 6th, for that monumental broadcast where we had eight different leaders talk about goals for themselves and for the movement. That's how we kicked off the broadcasting year of 2018, and we haven't looked back since. Jared was on that show. He's coming back with us tonight, actually in just a couple of minutes, to talk about his lawsuit against Twitter. This is big news, and it has made news in the Wall Street Journal, and it's been covered by a variety of establishment outlets, and he's going to be telling us what's going on there. And also to plug the forthcoming American Renaissance Conference, Jared Taylor, coming up. But before we get to Jared, I have got to tell you folks, I am so proud about what I'm about to tell you. First of all, our first quarter fundraising drive is officially kicked off. It kicked off on March 1st. So you don't need me to remind you that the quarterly fundraising drives are the lifeblood for TPC. Now, we did a very short, limited special appeal a few weeks ago that helped enable us to expand the show to additional stations, additional markets. We thank you for making that a success. But now it's time for our first appeal of the year that helps us cover the hard costs of the standard budget, the set budget. So that's where we're at. And this is the first time in the history of the show that we're offering a fundraising incentive that we have previously offered. So, you know, we offer books, we offer DVDs. We always try to give you a gift, some token of our sincere appreciation for your support to complement any fundraising drive, to reinforce any fundraising drive. You give us something, we're going to give you something back in addition, above and beyond, of course, the radio broadcast that you're supporting. Much more than that, we always want to give you something back, and we're going to do that again this time. But like I said, this time, for the first time, it is something that we have previously offered. And so what could it be? What would be the one thing we've offered before that would be worth offering again? And it's something that I think is very, very special. We are going to offer again. For anyone who contributes $100 or more to the political cesspool during the month of March, so that started a couple of days ago on March 1st, it'll go all the way through the end of the month. You donate $100 or more, and you are going to get a piece of the original roof of Jefferson Davis's home in Biloxi, Mississippi. We did that a few years ago. It has been on my heart to do it again. We look at the destruction of all of these Confederate monuments, these monuments to our heroes. And I am going to give you a piece that they cannot take down, that they cannot tear down. We are in a very privileged position. If you remember the story, what happened was, what we've been doing for a long time, not just championing our cause on the mainstream airwaves, but also working behind the scenes and off the air for other related pursuits. And back in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast, Jefferson Davis's home, Beauvoir, in Biloxi, Mississippi, was pretty much destroyed. And it destroyed the original roof of that house, which was a slate roof. The slate that covered the roof of Beauvoir was originally imported from Wales in the present-day United Kingdom. And that was the roof. And because the political cesspool helped the relief efforts to raise money for the reconstruction of Beauvoir and the restoration of Beauvoir, they gifted to me quite a bit of the original roof as a token of their appreciation. And so what we did with that was we very carefully split up the pieces of roof that they gave to me in these nice nifty 1-inch by 1-inch tiles. They're suitable for framing. They will come with a certificate of authenticity, and we would like for you to have them. This is a piece of the roof that sheltered the president of the Confederate States of America during the post-war years, during the years where he wrote his memoir, The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government. This, you will actually have a piece of the roof that he lived under, that he slept under, that he worked under, that he prayed under. And I think it would be certainly a piece worthy of display if it had been the authentic roof of any Confederate veteran. But we are talking about the president of the Confederacy, and you will own a piece of his home. And, of course, now that home is on the National Registry of Historic Places, and it's a tourist attraction. You can still go down there and tour it, but it is not the original roof. It's not the original roof that you'll find when you go down there because of the hurricane, but we do have pieces of that original roof. The original roof that Jefferson Davis, President Davis himself, would have gazed upon as he strolled the grounds. You'll own a piece of that. You will own a piece of that structure for a contribution of $100 or more to the political cesspool. Folks, this is something that will stir conversations with your friends and loved ones. Put it on display, frame it, showcase it, be proud of it. And if you contributed to the program years ago when we previously ran this fundraising drive, so what? Do it again. Get a second piece. Get a second piece for yourself. Get a second piece. I tell you, this is a finite resource. There's only so much of the original roof that was in existence. And we've got enough to, we think, fulfill the demand that'll come this month. But keep it for yourself. Give it to a loved one. Give it to a brother, a sister, a parent, a child. Give it to a dear friend who also loves the Confederacy and is proud of that history and heritage. The original roof of the home of Jefferson Davis. Send a piece to Donald Trump. But we've got it, and I'm holding a piece in my hand right now. We'd like to get these out to as many people as possible. Again, a Confederate relic, a piece of Confederate history that they can't tear down, and it's yours, $100 or more. Contribute now. Get this. Once they're gone forever. We'll be back with Jared Taylor right after this.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, folks, as promised, Jared Taylor, the editor-in-chief of American Renaissance, is with us right now. Jared, as you know, has logged more appearances on TPC than any other guest we've ever featured, and he is the first guest of 2018 to make a return engagement. Jared, thank you for being with us tonight.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you, my friend. It always is to talk to you. That is reciprocated in full. So we were going to have you on, and we are having you on, to promote the American Renaissance Conference. But in the time that we scheduled this interview, other news broke involving you. And you did a video recently entitled, "We're Suing to End Twitter Censorship," that was posted to the American Renaissance YouTube channel. We reposted that on Tuesday under the headline, "Jared Taylor Sues Twitter." And just to give you a brief background, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading now just from the notes that Jared himself added to the video. He and his organization, American Renaissance, are suing Twitter for banning their accounts. The reason Twitter gave, quote-unquote, affiliation with a violent extremist organization is, of course, absurd. Twitter simply disagreed with the content of the tweets. And Jared goes on in this video to explain that under the California Constitution, Twitter must protect free speech on its public forum. He notes that Twitter now claims it can kick anyone off for any reason. It's a very informative video. You should check it out. A lot of news has been made as a result of Jared's action here. I read about it in the Wall Street Journal, among other publications. Jared, break it down for us. What's going on?
Well, as you read in the introduction, they have just decided to kick us off. Clearly, because they disagreed with what we said. And there is an argument, of course, that Twitter, being a private company, should have the right to associate with whomever it wishes to associate with. But in California, things are not quite that simple. The California Constitution declares that people should all have the right to express themselves, just as the First Amendment does in the U.S. Constitution. But the California Supreme Court has found that any public forum, even if it's privately owned, is subject to this essentially First Amendment obligation. And the case in which this was determined had to do with a shopping center. It was a shopping center called the Pruneyard Center in San Jose, California. And the owners of the shopping center wanted to kick some people out who were soliciting signatures for a petition to the UN. they said, this is private, we don't want you people bothering us. But they took it all the way to the California Supreme Court, which decided, no, this is a public forum, and the obligation to permit free speech rights applies. Well, that was a California ruling, and Twitter is a California company. All of these big social media companies are California companies. And so these days, of course, a social media platform that is set up to be a forum for the exchange of ideas, if a shopping center is obligated to let people express themselves freely and cannot censor content, then all the more should Twitter be prevented from censoring content. That's pretty much that is one of the powerful arguments in our suit.
And this suit was filed in the state of California. You have an attorney who is, of course, licensed to practice in the state of California. Tell us a little bit more about your attorney, because he's a story unto himself.
Well, Mark Randazza is his name. He has become quite a high-profile free speech lawyer. He is, however, acting really only as local counsel. He's not the guy that came up with the arguments and wrote the complaint. He's basically serving as a conduit for the other lawyers who have really studied this very, very carefully to be able to practice in California. The lead guy, well, there are two lead guys on this. One is Adam Kandub, and he is a professor at Michigan State University and an expert on First Amendment law. And then the other guy who is doing sort of the legwork, his name is Noah Peters, and he's got a practice here in Washington, D.C. And I would like to point out that these people, they came to us. They had looked at the case. They had thought it over from every angle. And they are just as hopping mad about this kind of Internet censorship as we are. And so they came to us and said, you guys are the perfect client, and we would like to go to bat for you.
See, that's amazing. And that is something worth telling. And I was going to ask you about that, in fact. So if people will remember when this started, this all happened somewhere around Christmas. I don't remember the exact date, late December of last year. Twitter announced it was going to be cracking down on accounts it didn't like. I can't remember the exact terminology it used, but in no uncertain terms, they were going to be targeting dissident right individuals. And once it was all said and done, only a handful of our contemporaries and peers, Jared Taylor among them, were purged. And for Jared, the most polite man I believe I may have ever met in my life to be one of the people, was obviously it was ridiculous. But the point is this, Jared. This happened a couple of months ago. You are a man of action. You are a leader, but you're also a very deliberate man, a man who thinks things through. So your decision to file this lawsuit wasn't a knee-jerk reaction.
No, it was a very, very seriously studied option on our part. Litigation is always chancy. And the other side, they've got unlimited resources. I suspect what they're going to try to do is first get a judge just throw out the case. They'll say, this is nonsense. Taylor's completely wrong. This is all baloney. If they fail on that, then they're going to file motion after motion, raise objection after objection, just try to grind us down. But in this case, these people just have to be taught a lesson. People like Facebook, Twitter, these folks, they really are attempting to control the dialogue. They are so big that everybody's on Twitter, everybody's on Facebook. And in fact, Twitter is now advertising itself as an important part of the democratic process. They are advertising the idea of politicians holding online town meetings using Twitter. Well, if they're really thinking they're part of the democratic process, and then they reserve the right to shut up people with whom they disagree, this is just unconscionable. When I signed up with Twitter 6 years ago, they made it very clear the exclusive reason for which they could shut down your account. It was if you were impersonating somebody, if you were committing copyright violations, if you were promoting illegal activities, and those are all legitimate things, entirely legitimate. I don't deny that they have the right to police their site so that illegal activities and libelous stuff is not there. It was only later that they said, we've changed our mind. We're going to reserve the right to kick you off for any reason or no reason. I mean, this is just outrageous, especially if, as I say, they are claiming to be an integral part of the democratic process. And they're saying, well, these guys can talk, but these guys can't. And then finally, another aspect of it is this. You can spend hours and hours and hours, and I know you have, trying to build up a Twitter following. And they, in their own internal valuations, they conclude that every follower is worth $2 to $3 as an asset. And so after we had built up about a total of over 70,000 followers between my account and the American Renaissance account, they're talking about an asset worth $250,000. And without so much as a buy or leave, and for no reason or any reason, they destroy that asset. That's another aspect of our suit, too. That's called a conversion, and that's a fancy way for saying theft. They have destroyed something of value. And so for all sorts of reasons, they just should not get away with this kind of behavior.
Well, and Jared mentioned before, certainly we would be in favor of the Christian baker being able to discriminate, frankly. But there, again, explain the difference as to why that is not the case here per California law. Why we're not being hypocrites on, yes, these businesses should be. Well, we'll do that when we come back. We're going to revisit that. We're going to talk a little bit more. And I'm glad you mentioned the monetary value of what your following was worth based upon Twitter's own analysis. And we'll talk about damages and the fact that this is, ladies and gentlemen, a potentially very precedent-setting case. And it can go either way. But I can tell you, you're definitely going to lose if you don't try. And I'm glad that Jared's trying. He's going to share a little more information about exactly what he's doing right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, we're talking with Jared Taylor about what could potentially be a very groundbreaking precedent-setting case. And Jared is, of course, a high-profile figure taking a high-profile lawsuit on a high-profile issue. So it's a perfect storm here for there to be a potential great victory for the good guys here. Kevin McDonald wrote in response to this on his Twitter account. See, that was the thing about it. It was all arbitrary. I mean, thank God Kevin's still there. I'm still there. Even Richard Spencer's still there. So it was very arbitrary and random who they selected to purge. And Jared, I mean, for Jared, I've never read a tweet from American Renaissance or Jared Taylor where there was a curse word or anything rude at all. So there were no violations of their terms of service. Completely arbitrary. And as Jared said, when he signed up with Twitter under their contract 6 years ago, it was very different than the one the one that you have to sign up now to go on to Twitter. It was not what Jared signed, so they changed the agreement. And of course, we've pretty much said it all. But Kevin wrote this, McDonald, this makes clear the legal basis for Jared Taylor's lawsuit. The law in California seems pretty clear. Private entities can't restrict speech if they provide an important forum for public debate. I think Jared's got a real shot at success. That's Kevin McDonald's opinion. And that gets me back to the question I was asking you, Jared, before the break. How does this differ from the Christian baker with whom we would be in support for his discrimination, or a white diner owner, potentially? How does this differ from all of those situations?
Those people are providing private services, and they're not providing what would be called a public forum. And even if they were providing a service, you could then say that they could not discriminate if they were providing a monopoly service. For example, the telephone company, they're a common carrier, the electric company. They cannot discriminate. And so in the case of something like Twitter or Facebook, not only are they providing a public forum, that's their job. You're there. They, in fact, if you look at their number one value, they say something like, "We believe in the free exchange of ideas and the power of a single voice to change the world," or something like that. They get this high-minded notion of what Twitter is all about. And the very purpose of their platform is for an exchange of ideas. So they have clearly produced a public forum. At the same time, they have become so big that even if the public forum, the special California public forum law, did not apply, you could contend that they are acting like a common carrier. There's just no competition to Twitter. You could go on to Gab, or you can go on to some other little tiny thing, but Twitter is where the action is. Every congressman, every U.S. governor, the president of the United States, everybody's got a Twitter account. And if you can't talk, if you are shut out of that conversation, you are shut out. So for those two reasons, it's entirely different from a privately owned company wishing to restrict its service to people with whom it's compatible.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the opening salvo. The opening salvo has been volleyed by Jared Taylor, and he's going to legal war on this. And this will, of course, if my experience has been any indicator, I guess this is a pretty common experience, this will probably be tied up for months, if not years, before it is hopefully favorably resolved. I don't think this is going to be something that's going to end quickly. And so Jared needs your support to help subsidize the efforts, and you can make that support given at amren.com. Amren.com, there is a little banner link, an image, a graphic, help fight Twitter censorship. You can click on that, and it'll give you all the information you need to know. While you're doing that, if you want to talk to Jared about this particular case, and there will be updates, and I'm sure Jared will continue to come on this show to provide you with those updates, but if you want to talk to the man in person and show him your support in person, the best way to do that is coming up not too far from now, and that's the American Renaissance Conference. The 2018 American Renaissance Conference is going to be taking place in just a few weeks, and it was an already strong lineup. I'm at the website right now. I see that our good friend Henrik Palmgren has been added to the roster. Simon Roche will be there. Of course, Jared, Sam Dixon, and other heroes of our people. It is the place to be, April 27th through the 29th. Jared, take it from there.
Well, thank you for that introduction. Yes, this is going to be, I think, a great conference. Of course, I think they're all great conferences. And as you know, it is a wonderful time of fellowship and recharging of batteries. This is where people meet old friends and make new friends. And it is just wonderful to be in a room of 300 people, all of whom are on our side, all of whom are healthy white people and know what's at stake. And as was the case last year, we will for sure sell out. We've just bumped up against the fire code maximum on the number of people that we can fit in that room. So we have to cut off the registrations at 300. It's a terrible pity. We looked all over the country to find a publicly owned facility that had sleeping rooms attached to it the way we have at Montgomery Bell in your beautiful state of Tennessee. We just could not find an equivalent. So we're in this awkward situation of having to turn people away if they don't make their reservation. So I hope that the listeners of the Political Cesspool, they're precisely the kind of people we want at our conferences. And so I urge your listeners to make their reservation sooner rather than later. Henrik agreed to come on. I don't think I've ever actually heard him give a speech. I think all of your listeners know of him as the host of Red Ice TV, Red Ice Radio, and he is one of the most articulate and capable interviewers I've ever been interviewed by. And I thought it was a great opportunity to give him an opportunity to speak for himself rather than be asking the questions. Let other people ask him questions. So I'm very glad that he's going to be joining us. Nick,
well, folks,
I don't know if you... Yes?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no, please go ahead. I was just going to start talking about some of the other people on there. But again, I just want to be sure before we run out of time. Amren.com, it is, you can sign up there. I was afraid that by the time we got Jared on here this first week of March, it would be completely sold out because I think last year he turned over 100, 200 people away, just couldn't fit them in the room because of the fire hazard. So April 27th through the 29th, it's going to be the same place it's been for the last several years, Montgomery Bell State Park. So if you've gone there before, you know the situation. But all the information is there at amren.com. You can sign up, and you better do it if you're thinking about going because you won't be able to in a few more days. But yes, continue on with the incredible roster of speakers, Jared.
Well, I think one really exciting young fellow is Nick Fuentes. Have you ever had him on your program, by the way?
I have not. You know, I'm a laggard when it comes to a lot of the new media. I hear us being on AM radio, and I'm more of an old guard. But Nick Fuentes seems to be part Henrik and Lana, of course, we know, and we know well. But Nick Fuentes seems to be part of this really rapidly growing new media stars who has just got a huge audience and a huge following.
Yes, he's very young. I think he will maybe have just turned 20 by the time he shows up to speak.
And wow.
He's got a very interesting angle on this. His talk is called Generation Z, the Answer to the Boomer Problem. Of course, I'm part of the Boomer generation. And I think if any generation in the history of the United States ever did a lot of damage to the country, probably my generation gets the blue ribbon. But he is typical of these young guys who have come up with a very clear understanding of what's at stake, race, immigration, and I'm impressed by how these fellas know by the time they're 20 or 25 what it took me till I was 40 to figure out. But I like to think that it's the work of people like you and me, James, who have been promoting some of these ideas for a long time, who've made it easier for young people to get on the right track earlier. When I was Nick Fuentes' age, it was almost impossible to get any really sane information about race unless you rode off to these obscure P.O. boxes or you poked around in the dusty shelves and corners of big university libraries. But now you are right on the internet. We're just a click away. You're right on radio. This makes things so much easier. And I think that's why we have these really sharp young guys who are coming up and really understand the crisis that we face.
Well, it's ubiquitous. The content creators are just everywhere now, and it's hard to even – there's more coming on all the time, and, of course, that's what we want. We want there to be a bloom of this. But the one that you've picked – and, of course, some are better than others. I mean, some of the content, the quality of the productions are a little bit better. I appreciate everybody's earnest effort, but you've got a real guy that's at the cutting edge of it all, and Nick Fuentes. And we mentioned Simon – Henrik, Adrian Davis, now that's an old friend of ours. He might not be quite as well known as you or Sam Dixon when it comes to the speakers, but he's one not to be missed as well.
No, he gives one of the best talks also. He's one of these guys who can stand up basically without notes and give a crackerjack talk. I'm in great envy of people like that who can basically speak off the cuff brilliantly. Another guy, I know this is a fellow who's, I don't think he's ever been to speak in the United States before. His name is Marcus Fallon, and he is a Swede, and he goes by the internet name of the Golden One. And I think he's got a very fascinating subject. The defense of the West begins with you. And he's going to emphasize the importance of individual integrity, how we as white men can help lead our race.
Jared, hold on right there. If I can keep you for two more minutes, just to give all the information one more time on this forthcoming conference, we'll do so right after the break, and then we'll let you fly. Stay tuned, everybody.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
In a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around and or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing there. I'll sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, anytime Jared comes on, it goes by like a flash, and so too has this hour, and especially when you're talking about two different topics, which we have this evening, his lawsuit against Twitter, which I think it presents an incredible opportunity for our people. We should never stop trying to affect positive change wherever we can, whether it's through writings, through public appearances, through conferences, through fighting in the court of law, on the streets, in the court of public opinion. We've got to take we've got to put ourselves where the action is, and obviously a big victory in court would be greatly needed by our people. But right now we're talking about the Now annual American Renaissance Conference 2018 is going to be taking place just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, April 27th through the 29th. Register now at amren.com. Jared, you were just capping off the last of the speakers and giving folks any last-minute tidbits of information they may need to know to make the right decision.
Yes. When people are promoting events, they often say, act now, supplies are limited. That's when they've got a huge backlog, you know. In our case, it's in fact the truth. We are going to have to start turning people away. And so I can't think of any group of people that we would most like to encourage to come than the listeners of the Political Cesspool. So I really do wholeheartedly urge your listeners to register now while they can, and I look forward to meeting all of you.
Well, and of course, it's not just, and I appreciate the kindness you've shown the audience, Jared. They're quite beloved to me, and of course, you spoke at our conference last year. You know these people, and you know how great they are, and they are great. So you'll be have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, not only to meet guests and heroes of our race like Jared Taylor, but half the people on his list of speakers, once again, are regular guests on this program, or at least have appeared before, and there'll be many others in the crowd. You'll reunite friendships with familiar faces, and you'll kindle new ones. And that, of course, Jared, as always, is the biggest attraction of any public event that we could be part of, is the camaraderie and the fellowship. Speak to that, give them that contact information, and then get back to work.
Okay. It will be amren.com. And you can also take a look at our suit against Twitter. And I hate to be a money grubber, but litigation is always expensive. So after you have signed up for the conference, please make a donation to add to our legal war chest.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Money well spent indeed. Jared Taylor, thank you for your friendship, your support, and everything else that you do. And we look forward to hearing positive updates on the conference and on the lawsuit as the days continue to go by. Thank you, Jared.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Jared Taylor, everybody. There he goes. Okay. Now, so that is our first guest of March and the first guest to make a return engagement to TPC in 2018. But we have more guests coming up this month, don't you know? And we're going to have Ramsey Paul back on next week. Ramsey Paul will be our guest. It's been a while since he's been on the show. But we have, of course, stayed in touch. Jason Kessler will be back. You know, the last time we had Jason Kessler on the show, well, it was from an American Renaissance conference. From the American Renaissance conference last year, he appeared, and then a few days later, there was Charlottesville, and we had that. That show was so good and so profound that we did from Charlottesville, where we had so many people, so many firsthand accountings of what happened in Charlottesville at the Unite the Right rally. We were getting it out in real time, just literally a couple of hours after everything that took place that day had occurred. We were here live on the AM radio airwaves to set the record straight with authentic voices, the voices of eyewitnesses, and Eddie was there on the ground representing our show, and he brought on some incredible people to offer their testimony, and we had other people. It was just an all-star lineup. It was a star-studded show. Well, anyway, the point is, the last time Jason appeared on the show was just a few days before that, from the last American Renaissance Conference he called in. And suffice to say, a lot has happened in the life of Jason Kessler, and the Charlottesville story and lawsuits and arrests of people. There are people still in jail today because of what happened in Charlottesville, and a lot has happened with regard to that story, and it continues to evolve, and it continues to be fluid. A lot's happened since Jason was last on the show, so we're going to get Jason back on the show this month, as well as some other guests. We're going to get Paul Fromm back on, and we're going to be adding to the schedule of our guest list for the month of March, which we posted to thepoliticalcesspool.org just yesterday, Friday. Yes, yesterday we posted it. So in addition to those names, there will be more that will be added. We've got five shows in March. Hey, you get a bonus in March. I guess there's only 4 weeks in any given month, but there are five Saturdays in the month of March. And then that's going to take us into April. And we are going to go full bore this year on Confederate History Month. Last year was really a hard year in terms of the removal of the monuments of our heroes. And so as we work through the schedule in March, we work towards what will be a very triumphant celebration of the ideals that brought the Confederate States of America into existence, the heroes of its military, and a lot of stories I don't think we've covered before on the show. We're going to talk about some of the things we traditionally talk about during Confederate History Month, but we're also going to try to make this really one of our best, most informative series ever, because boy, isn't it needed. And, of course, that leads me back to what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, which was our fundraising incentive for this month. As we get ready for Confederate History Month, why don't you help us get ready for it by making a contribution of $100 or more to the Political Cesspool, and you're going to get a piece of the original roof of President Jefferson Davis's home in Biloxi, Mississippi. Beauvoir, the original roof. We acquired that as a result of our help with the restoration efforts back in 2005. And this is, I want to share it. I could have kept all of this. I could have kept it all for myself, these nice pieces. And but no, I want to get this into the hands of as many people who would cherish them and value them as I possibly can. This is, it's really something. It's something that you'll want to share with your friends. And I can tell you this, get in your contribution or your order, if you will, as quick as you can, because if we run out of these, and I think we have enough to do the fundraising drive. And what I mean by that is we take a look at historically how many people contribute $100 or more in any given fundraising drive. And we look back over the different quarters that we've had the past few years, and we look at how many did it in this quarter and this quarter. So we have enough, if history is any indicator, if we receive the amount of support this quarter that we traditionally do during our quarterly appeals, we should have enough to fulfill the orders for everyone. But this is certainly a gift that is quite unique and unusual. And we're not going to limit it to one order per person. Let's just say, hey, you've got two or three kids. You want each of them. You want to gift each of them a piece of this structure. We're making these available to you for a contribution of $100 or more. You send in $300. You say, I want three pieces. We're going to do that for you. Okay, we're going to do that for you, and it's going to be first come, first serve. So we think we have enough to fulfill the demand throughout the end of the month, all the way through March 31st, when the fundraising incentive and appeal ends. But you need to go ahead and get it in and act quickly, just in case. And you'll, of course, get a certificate of authenticity, and we're excited to be able to do that for you. We really are. And, of course, in addition to getting this, you're going to be supporting our work on the air. You're going to be helping us stay on the air, expand to new markets as you already have. Folks, you listen to the guests that we have on each week, and this year is the perfect year to do that, because every week has been one fantastic guest after another. We are popularizing the message. I don't think there is any other – I know there's no other AM radio show that's offering pieces of Jefferson Davis's home. But I don't know if there's another radio show that's doing more for our people. Certainly no other radio network that's doing more for our people than Liberty Roundtable here with Sam Bushman and Liberty News Radio to popularize the message that you hear every week. We're not just getting it out there and keeping a toehold in the media. We are expanding. We're growing. We are popularizing the message. That is the gift and the brilliance of what we've been able to do. I guess there's just something in our ability to communicate that resonates with normal people out there that aren't part of the movement, but listening to us on the AM radio airwaves, we present it in a thoughtful and a sincere way that seems to be attracting people and popularizing the message, and that's what your contributions help us continue to do. It helps us continue to survive and to grow and to move forward and to fight on, but this month you're going to get something really historic in return for your contribution. So I've talked about it enough, but I wanted to talk about it extensively this first hour of the first week of March, which is the fundraising drive, to let you know, to impress upon you at the point of repetition, just what we're giving away and why it is so important. Hey, I am about to cut out a little early tonight. I have speaking engagements, and when we speak to different clubs or to organizations or to conferences or sometimes different members of the political cesspool audience, we'll put together a little reception for me. When we get these opportunities to go speak, I try to put them together in a cluster. So when I'm on the road, I can knock out a half a dozen of these at a time and just kind of do a little tour. And that's what we're doing tonight. I'm out of town right now, and I'm going to meet with one of our supporters and have a little get-together. And the rest of the show is going to be in great hands, though. Sam Bushman is going to be back with you at the top of the second hour. Jack Ryan will be filing his weekly report. And Eddie has a special guest, a guy who was elected to something in Louisiana back in the early 90s. I can't remember his name. But I think you know who it is. It's all coming up tonight. Stay tuned.
Liberty News Radio Network.